The rat reared to his full height on the wall top, then fell lifeless in front of her. She slung off a stone at a stoat who was following the rat. He toppled backwards, struck full in the throat. Tragedia heard the order to fall back and allowed the third road forward. She retreated, loading up her sling, laughing hysterically in Fib's face.
I did it! I did it, mate! See that? Two of them! I got two ravagers!
The rows of defenders had now fallen into disarray. So fierce was the vermin onslaught. Buckler was everywhere at once with his commanders, thrusting, kicking, slashing and stabbing at an endless stampede of vermin attackers. The Red Wallers were sure to be overwhelmed as the tide of ravagers swept upward. Some were even now fighting on the walkway in poor-to-poor combat with the lesser force. Then the unexpected happened. Ambravina smashed the ballista to smithereens with a fusillade of blows from her mighty paws. Timber went flying everywhere as she grabbed both the young alder trunks with the canvas sling tied between them. Skipper saw what was coming. He acted swiftly, ordering the defenders to retreat south along the wall tops.
Back to the south corner, every beast! Stay out of that badger's way or you'll be slain!
Buckler, Skipper, Django and Oakheart put their backs to the retreat, fighting off the ravagers who were pursuing them. There was, however, not much need for this when Axtell arrived on the scene. The warrior mole was in roaring blood wrath, hurling himself joyfully into the advancing ravagers. His war hammer rose and fell, as if he was a mighty smith working at an anvil. Ambravina swept the walkway clear, wielding both the supple young trunks, bellowing in fury, vermin threw through the air, right over the wall tops, left, right and centre. The drastically thinned ranks of the foe beasts could not, nor would not, face two such beasts consumed with the urge to slaughter. Even those climbing the heap fell back. However, this could not save them. Having cleared the threshold and west walkway, Ambravina and Axtell jumped over the wall. They came thundering down upon the ravagers like twin thunderbolts. Buckler grabbed Django.
Come on, Logalog. Get your gowsum and let's finish this. Skipper, Oakheart, stay up here and guard the abbey. See to the wounded.
Seeing the battle lost, Valea took to her paws and fled across the flatlands, with panic lending speed to her footpaws. Grack ran too. Panting and gasping, he caught up with the Sable Queen.
Majesty, did you see there? The big strop dog and that other thing, the mad beast with the hammer. Once they came at us, we stood no chance. We need a new plan now.
Valea threw a paw around the weasel's shoulders.
I plan to get far away from here, travelling alone.
Grack sensed what was about to happen. He knew Valea and knew what he had to expect for the failed conquest. He tried to pull away, but too late. The Sable Queen was already thrusting with her small venomous blade. She released him then. He collapsed to the ground with a small sigh. Valea stared down at him.
Mayhap you never heard me say I travel alone.
She sped off into the night, leaving Grach staring at her retreating figure. It gradually grew dim, as did his eyes.
This ends Disc 10.